This is the worst thing in the last 9 years I'm being in this place. This is the first time that we are facing this kind of issue.
In every area, these guys are running ATMs for the waters. I have come from almost 3.5 kilometers to get drinking water at least.
These are a few of the troubled residents of India's startup capital, Bengaluru, running around for water, to drink, to cook, to bathe. I'm sitting in Mumbai, the financial capital. But the situation here isn't much different from that of Bengaluru.
एक से डेढ़ महीने हो गए, सिर्फ एक एक ही डेढ़ घंटा पानी आता है, नहाने की प्रॉब्लम है, कपड़े धुलने की प्रॉब्लम है। अब अगर इतना कम पानी, या तो हम पानी वो पिए, बचा के रखें, या तो फिर नहाने धोने में इन्वेस्ट करें उसको।
बहुत परेशान, हम लोग को कुछ भी पानी नहीं मिल रहा, हम लोग के पीने तक के पानी नहीं मिल रहे, हम लोग इसके उसके दरवाजे से पानी लेके आ रहे।
खाली पड़ा है बर्तन, अच्छा है कुछ सुविधा होएगी तो। इतना इतना आता है उससे हम लोग भरने लगते हैं, अभी जरा जरा टपकता है पानी, उसमें कैसा आएगा भरेंगे।
मुंबई's म्यूनिसिपल कॉर्पोरेशन हैज ऑलरेडी इम्प्लीमेंटेड अ 15% वाटर कट एंड रेसिडेंट्स आर ओनली ड्रेडिंग व्हाट इज टू कम इन द नेक्स्ट 3 months. द रैशनिंग ऑफ वाटर विल गो ऑन अंटिल द मॉनसून किक्स इन एंड रीचार्जेस द लेक्स दैट पंप वाटर टू आवर सिटीज. सैडली, this is the story of our cities year after year. One could argue that since India has 18% of the world's population and only 4% of its freshwater resources, we are at the mercy of monsoons. But when the population is growing and the pressure on water resources increasing from agriculture, industry and homes, shouldn't there be a way out for our water problems? What about the effects of climate change that will only increase the water challenge for us? Can technology ease our water woes? And most importantly, can we save water just by changing how we use it? I sit down with Nitin Bassi, Senior Program Lead, Council on Energy, Environment and Water, to understand how to deal with the challenge.
Israel is a water deficit country. They don't have a lot of fresh water and they depend a lot on desalination. Singapore has gone beyond. At least 40% of their fresh water supply is from treated used water, which is being sold as new water.
Get insights from Sandeep Garg, Managing Director, Wellspun Enterprises, on how his company is helping municipalities recycle water.
Wastewater at this point in time is seen as a liability. In most of the developed world, it has become an asset. Given the water scarcity of India, we need to move this liability to an asset class very soon.
And get a first-hand account of how Bengaluru is addressing its water problem from my colleague Archana Rai, Editor South for The Economic Times.
So now, if you need to dig a borewell in Bangalore, you need to get permission or you will have to face legal action. There's a ban on potable water in swimming pools and large construction projects have been asked to use only treated water.
It's March 22nd and World Water Day. From The Economic Times, I'm Kalpana Pathak and this is The Morning Brief. In its Global Study on Homicide Report 2023, the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime said that one in every five murders in India between 2019 and 2021 happened due to water-related conflicts. The scarcity of water aggravated by climate change could also hamper economic growth and lead to migration. According to the UN Water Index, India is lagging behind several countries concerning safe drinking water availability. A mere 16% of rural households in the country have access to tap water. Centuries of water extraction have depleted the surface and groundwater level. This is at the root of what Bengaluru is enduring today. The city receives the bulk of water supply from the Kaveri River and the rest from groundwater, which is drying up. My colleague Archana Rai explains.
The shortage is confined to the peripheral areas of the city, which do not have piped water connectivity and are dependent on groundwater. The drying up of the groundwater is what is triggering the current crisis. 7,000 borewells which supply water to the city, which is 50% of the total borewells, have completely dried up. And particularly in areas like Whitefield, which is, you know, sort of a tech and startup suburb with all the business parks over there, is entirely dependent on groundwater pumped up from the borewells and which is supplied by tankers to, you know, consumers. Now, that part has really been very badly affected. Local water suppliers had hiked the prices and the city administration has stepped in and it has capped prices. So what are people doing in these areas? There is a lot of rationing that is going on of water, which is led typically by housing societies, by apartment associations who've sent out directives to curtail water use. One association actually went to the extent of asking its residents to use disposable plates and wet wipes to save water. An interesting thing is a lot of these tech parks where around which there is this problem, they are actually managing to, you know, sort of get through. So there is no widespread work from home directives or anything, because a lot of these tech parks have instituted sustainability measures, you know, sort of from early on. So they have rainwater harvesting, they reuse treated water, as a result of which no large company has so far announced any shift to remote working or work from home.
Water treatment is nothing but the process of making used water suitable for specific end use. This could be for drinking, industrial water usage, or irrigation. Because water is too precious a resource to be used only once. And with 11 out of 15 major river basins of India facing water stress, it's imperative to find alternative sources of water to address the demand-supply gap. In India, recycle and reuse has been a focus at both state and national level. Five states, including Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Maharashtra, Haryana, and Gujarat, have come up with a state-level water reuse policy aiming at 70% reuse of treated wastewater by 2030 and ultimately 100% reuse. A national-level policy is also under consideration. According to a report by the Council on Energy, Environment and Water, or CEEW, only 28% of India's 72,000 million litres of used water is treated. The market value of treated wastewater in India will be 83 crore rupees in 2025, which will more than double to 190 crore rupees by 2050. India will produce over 35,000 million cubic metres of wastewater by 2050, which, if treated, can irrigate 26 times the area of New Delhi by 2050. I asked Nitin Bassi at CEEW, how can wastewater treatment and desalination of water help meet demand?
So first is, of course, how we can mainstream treated water reuse. And when I say treated water, I'm referring to the used water. So for your information, wastewater is no longer called as wastewater. It is called as used water in India. So which I think is an important kind of a move that we have made at the national level. Now, this used water and why we say that there is a huge potential, even if we consider 2021, when the last sewage inventory of India was made by Central Pollution Control Board, the amount of wastewater which was generated from the urban areas of India was about 72,000 million liters per day. We had capacity to treat about 44% of it. And by 2050, our analysis shows that this amount would be about 120,000 million liters per day. So definitely, we will have a lot of water which is treated and available for reuse. Now, the point is, we are not saying that this water should be used for potable purposes. For example, direct use for drinking or other domestic purposes. But the idea is to make use of this water for non-potable purposes. For example, there are a lot of water demand in cities for landscaping. There is a lot of water demand for road cleaning. There is a lot of these cooling plants that are operating. If we are able to do all this, definitely we reduce pressure on freshwater resources. Now, desalination can be a good option for the coastal areas. So especially the cities which are located, so which include Chennai or Bhubaneswar, Cuttack, even Mumbai. Desalination has actually achieved economies of scale in many countries. For example, if we talk about countries in the Middle East, so a lot of them are already making use of desalination as an option for supplying water for various uses. And once we are desalinating, this water can also be used for the potable purposes. I mean, for the drinking and other domestic purposes. At one point of time, the cost of desalination was about $10 per cubic meter, which was quite high. Now it has come down to 50-60 cents per cubic meter because of the innovations that have happened in the technologies. I think desalination can become a decent reality in Indian context as well.
How safe is it to use treated water? Because I think that is one question that would come to anyone's mind. Can we use treated water for irrigation as well? Can we use that to water our plants? Is that safe?
See, the concern is, if the sewage, which comes mainly from the domestic users, the one thing that we have to ensure is that this used water, which is reaching the sewage treatment plant, it should not get mixed by the industrial effluents, because the composition of that water is very different. They will have trace compounds, they will have impurities, which a sewage treatment plant won't be able to take care of. Now, for irrigation purposes, assuming that only sewage is reaching the sewage treatment plant, if we are even able to provide the secondary treatment, that water can be used for irrigation. And in many of the peri-urbans and the suburban areas, farmers are already making use of untreated used water. So it will be better if, you know, instead of this untreated used water, at least a secondary treated used water reaches farmer and they use it for growing vegetables. And as I said, if it is not mixing up with the industrial effluents and there are no emerging or trace contaminants in that water, it can be used for irrigation purposes. And it will also improve the soil environment and also reduce the demand for fertilizer. Because even the treated used water up to the secondary level will have some nutrient value, which will aid the growth of plant and reduce dependence on the fertilizers.
Had we used wastewater for irrigation in 2021, we would have saved 1.3 million tons of greenhouse gas emissions and 5 crore rupees in fertilizer use. Though only 10 states in India have treated wastewater reuse policy so far, the good news is that a step has been taken in this direction. We have a long way to go, but for inspiration, we can look at other nations, says Nitin.
Yeah, so as a part of our studies, we did study some models across Spain, Israel, and Singapore. Spain is not very much different from India in terms of the rainfall distribution. So most of the rainfall in Spain is concentrated to the north and the northwestern side. So there also a lot of emphasis is on how the treated used water can be reused. The one positive thing with these countries is that they already have a very high level of installed treatment capacity, which is more than 90%. Similarly, Israel is a water deficit country. They don't have a lot of fresh water and they depend a lot on desalination and used water specifically for meeting irrigation demand. Singapore has gone beyond. At least 40% of their fresh water supply is from treated used water, which is being sold as new water. The level of treatment they have reached is amazing. They are even able to supply that water for potable purposes, for drinking purposes, and not only for non-potable purposes, which we desire to achieve. Let me tell you, India is not behind in terms of technological innovations, in terms of investments, in terms of ideas. But I think scaling up, especially looking at how to mold behavior of people. Just imagine, even if I ask you, you make use of treated used water for your garden, which might be there in your home, you will be reluctant. So apart from governance aspect, apart from investments, apart from the data that we need, apart from the planning that we need to do, we also need to make investments for running these programs which aim at changing the behavior, how actually people look at this water.
People may be taking time to warm up to the idea of treated water use, but it's become a lucrative business segment for companies. While Larsen & Toubro is sitting on an order book of 60,000 crore rupees for its wastewater management business, Wellspun Enterprises and VA Tech Wabag each have an order book of 10,000 crore rupees and growing. The Indian government's initiatives in the water sector, including Namami Gange, Jal Jeevan Mission, Swachh Bharat and Amrit, also offer immense opportunities for these companies to thrive. Sandeep Garg, Managing Director, Wellspun Enterprises, tells me how wastewater needs to be seen as an asset and not a liability.
So why is the wastewater so important is because 70% of the water, which is wastewater at this point in time, is seen as a liability. It needs to be disposed of, and it is normally getting disposed of without a treatment. In most of the developed world, it has become an asset. Given the water scarcity of India, we need to move this liability to an asset class very soon. This needs to be done on an urgency basis.
So can you tell us how wastewater management works? What about housing societies?
The solutions around it is collection of that wastewater, transporting it to the centralized sewerage treatment plants, or STP as we talk about them, and converting them into a reused water and distributing them to the point of reuse. Also, there are solutions which are coming up, which are setting up small STPs in the location itself, which are called packaged STPs, so that the water can be treated right at the small society level and can be reused by the society themselves. This will need that the societies will have to have separate line for brown water and a separate line for fresh water, which most of the current societies are now building up.
What about cities, Mr. Garg? Most cities have very old infrastructure.
We know that the transportation of the wastewater and collection of wastewater is a critical element to the solving this problem. We are focused in this tunneling area and collection of sewage. We are also trying to solve for a problem of water logging in urban area, because we genuinely believe that the cities have cropped up not in a structured manner, and there is a lot of water logging that happens and a lot of intermixing of water is taking place. So through the tunneling and storage systems, we are trying to solve for the water logging problems of the cities. We also are trying to create a solution for the cities that have old infrastructure. There are leaking pipes, there are leaking ducts, etc., etc. We have a rehabilitation program so that the life of those existing infrastructure can be improved upon. So it's going to be a multi-pronged approach that the country will have to take, and we are also trying to position our group to take that leap and create a one-stop shop for all such needs through our various companies and through our various initiatives.
Wellspun is building a wastewater treatment plant for the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation, or BMC, in Mumbai's Dharavi and Bhandup areas. We reached out to BMC to participate in this episode, but it did not respond. Sandeep says BMC is focused on the reuse of water.
The reuse of the water is something which BMC is very focused about. Not only that, they are also collecting wastewater from various localities and channelizing it into the STPs and then intercepting the sewers at every location so that the city becomes clean and they can put the treated water into water bodies like Mithi River, etc., so as to beautify the city and get the city to become more habitable. We are also trying to improve the infrastructure, which is the existing infrastructure, by extending life of it, which is, to my mind, is very important given the limited capital the country has to try and optimize whatever we have and be able to use it effectively. I always say one can live with a coarser quality of road or a coarser cloth, but quality of water is absolutely necessity for human life. If we are right now dealing with the bare basic necessity here, I see this industry to grow at a pace of more than 25-30% for next 10 years at least.
In the next 10 years, our cities will have expanded further. So our municipal corporations must think of long-term solutions to ensure continuous water supply to citizens. As Archana says, the Brihat Bengaluru Mahanagar Palike
have announced a series of measures, but yes, they are more in the nature of stopgap, crisis management, because as you know, as we've been discussing so far, half of the water requirement is met through bore wells that draw out groundwater in the city. So now, if you need to dig a bore well in Bangalore, you need to get permission or you will have to face legal action. Like I said, this rule existed even earlier but was never implemented. They are getting tough on that. Water tankers are now directed to register with the government and prices have been capped. There's a ban on potable water in swimming pools and large construction projects have been asked to use only treated water. The government at least hopes will solve this problem in the short term is that the commissioning of the Kaveri Phase 5, which will bring more water into the city, is due to happen in May. And that will increase supply of water by about nearly about 800 million liters a day. So they're really relying on that. And of course, everybody is praying for a good monsoon.
But is that sustainable?
That is never sustainable, right? You can't keep praying for the monsoon and hoping for the reservoirs to fill up and water to be available for the residents of a city who live 100 kilometers away. Bangalore has a very robust and a very historically deeply rooted lake system that goes back nearly 1,000 years with an intricate system of water regeneration, aquifer regeneration. Now, this has been lost entirely with, you know, Bangalore's loss of tree cover. Now, 93% of the city is now asphalted or concreted. Now, these are problems that need to be addressed, right? We can't just keep hoping for the next phase of Kaveri to come in to supply water without actually thinking of the water beneath our feet. I think that is really where Bangalore really needs to rethink.
What also needs a rethink is the way we subsidize fresh water supply. In fact, in many cities, it is supplied free of charge. Installing smart water meters to regulate water use could be an option to save water, says Nitin.
We are supplying fresh water at a very highly subsidized or even free in many cities. So you don't realize the value of it, right? Even from the utility or from the urban local body side, there are a lot of these non-revenue water losses that happens across cities. And they can be as high as 60% in some of the cities. For example, in Delhi, it is 40%. And these non-revenue water losses, so one is the physical losses, which happens because of the leakage that might happen from the pipe distribution system. The other part is the apparent losses, which happens because of the water theft, illegal tapping of water through these pipelines. One is the end user metering. The other is what we call as bulk water flow meters. Now, what these bulk water flow meters will do, these bulk water flow meter can be installed in the distribution system and they can detect the changes in the flow that once the water is released from the raw water treatment facility and till the time it reaches the end user, what are the changes in the flow that is happening? By detecting those changes in flow, they can also detect where the losses are. So I think in addition to the end user metering, this bulk flow water metering needs to be encouraged, because when you have to pay for the water at a, let's say, a pro rata price, then of course you are more careful when you make use of it. And electricity sector is, I think, one another good example of it. When you have to pay and when you have a charge as per the cost of electricity production and supply, you tend to use it wisely.
Every summer, we see images of women in villages of Maharashtra entering deep wells to collect water. Some have died in this struggle. This year too may be harsh, for the water level in India's reservoirs as of 14th March has already reached 40% against 47% last year. As summer sets in, higher evaporation rates in these reservoirs is a concern. So unless we adopt a multi-pronged approach to addressing the water crisis, we may be staring at a bleak water future. In addition to a stringent wastewater management policy, India needs to upgrade the creaking infrastructure in cities to plug the leakage of gallons of water. Municipalities not only need to propagate recycling and reuse of water, but also install smart water meters in households. In Chennai, several households have seen a drop in water usage by 30% after water meters were installed. According to a World Bank report, household leaks in India waste nearly 3.4 trillion liters of water annually. The cost of water due to frequent leaks along with theft exceeds $14 billion globally. Industry, on the other hand, needs to address contaminants, microplastics and chemical pollutants in water discharge to make the treatment process more smoother. To its credit, the industry is addressing the water issue by recycling it and adding it to its CSR mandate. India is not alone in this struggle. Water crisis is knocking at every country's door, and with climate change in the picture, the impact will be far more severe. Thankfully, solutions are available. But if we don't get our act together now, many cities in the country may find themselves where Bengaluru is today. That's it for today from me, Kalpana Pathak. A big thanks to Sandeep, Nitin and Archana for their insights. This episode was produced by Vinay Joshi and sound designed by Rajas Naik and Indraneel Bhattacharji. Executive producers Anupriya Nair, Anirban Chaudhary and Aurajeet Barman. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, do share it on your social media networks. New episodes of the Morning Brief podcast drop every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. You can catch it on a platform of your choice. Happy Holi to you all and save water.